The Blue Lake Dairy facility is in a building originally used as a potato chip factory 20 kilometres northwest of Mount Gambier. Right now, it looks quiet from the outside, but there's a lot of activity inside, as engineers from China put the finishing technical touches on a series of processing areas. Assistant Operations Director Sarah Barnett says the team is excited about the milestone coming up.
We set up this big project in a very short time frame, but then this already delayed, so hopefully we can put our first bunch of product through the processing line on the 5th August.
The project has two approvals to secure before becoming fully operational. First, there's the Dairy Authority of South Australia approval. When that approval is secured, the company can shift its focus to the application for an export licence. Ms. Barnett says the export licence should be in place by September. That's all part of Stage 1, during which Blue Lake Dairy will source milk powder from Victoria to be mixed with other ingredients to make various products for export. But the big game for this consortium of four Chinese stakeholders is reaching stage two, when it will begin sourcing milk from local farms and processing it into powder on this site. Ms. Barnett says the target for stage two is late 2017.
Our plan is surrounding areas be able to supply our milk because we believe South Australia has a good quality milk and a big volume milk supply, particularly in Mount Gambier area. We really don't know what's the local development in this area in the future, but we do have some concerns. Will there be enough supply in the local area?
Will you deal directly with dairy farmers?
Yes.
And you've got engineers in there right now doing what?
To finish up, to test the machine and to clean, to ready to go.
Are they busy?
I believe so.
Should we go and have a look?
Okay.
So in this room, we've got very shiny stainless steel. Is it all stainless steel?
Yep.
Platforms with stairs running up. We've got pipes. Conveyor belt brings in the powder from one end. It goes through a series of big vessels where powders go to get mixed at various points. And then platforms going all the way up the top, three levels of stairs. I have to say, it's extremely impressive. This machinery, has something similar been used elsewhere in China perhaps? Or where did this design come from?
Yeah, come from China. This machine has been used in China.
So as we go through here, Sarah, I'm realising that it's quite complex what you've put together here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the reason we have been an engineer from China or from the machine supply company to set it up, to build for us.
Right.
All this machine supply company has sent their engineer come over, set up the whole place in a very short time frame.
When you start bringing local milk, where are you going to process that?
We're going to build a whole factory just for the second stage.
On this land here?
Yeah, that's correct.
We visit numerous other rooms with very impressive and somewhat overwhelming technology. And it becomes clear that this facility is a classic example of the sort of investment and effort the Chinese are willing to make to get Australian produce into their home market, especially now the Chinese government has abolished the one-child policy, allowing parents to have two children, effectively doubling the market for food for babies and children. Right now, there are 15 people employed at the Blue Lake Dairy facility, and once Stage 1 begins, it'll be around 20 staff exporting 20,000 tonnes of product a year. Ms. Barnett says it's too early to say how much would be exported if Stage 2 gets off the ground with milk sourced from farms in this region, but it seems likely to be a very big step up. She says that stage would employ around 60 people.